And yesterday there was a forum with the New South Wales local government minister, Shelley Hancock, and a bunch of mayors and council people from shires that have been affected by the border closure right through our region. And we're dying to find out what happened during that meeting, aren't we?
Absolutely. To fill us in and hopefully give us some positive news, Pat Burke, the Federation Shire Mayor, joins us. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Lou.
Is there any positive news?
Well, it's early days, but the message went through loud and clear from all the border councils that, you know, they're sick of hearing of the changes in legislation almost on a daily basis, and then the councils are left to mop up and try and implement changes to suit staff. A lot of staff been left at home, can't go to work.
Yep.
A lot of workers in general, Rivoli, some of the bigger companies, it's almost impossible for a lot of them to operate. So the message went through that we want to know, try and give some forewarning, understanding that, look, the government are doing a good job. They're trying to keep us all safe. But the problem that we have, we're trying to keep an economy going as well as mental health. There's a few wars on at the moment.
Yeah. Now, the Federation Shire, I mean, you're based in Corowa, and that's right down at the southern end of the Federation Shire. But, I mean, it goes quite a way north and all of that area. So probably you'd have to say, what, maybe 80% of the shire is outside of the border bubble. Is that about right, Pat?
Yeah, that'd be about right. The larger populated areas are in the Federation Shire, being Howlong, Corowa and Moala, where they're all border towns, border communities, and there's a lot of industry along the river as well. So I suppose, you know, when you talk about yesterday, some of the messages and the feeling from different councils, you know, a lot of the affected ones, Greater Ham, Albury, the Berrigan Federation, then down to Deniliquin, would like to extend the bubble. That was one thought. If we could extend the bubble at 100K, because none or little COVID, and then maybe soften some of the legislation within the bubble, just so that we can go about our daily lives a bit easier. And, you know, it's always possible to shrink the bubble at a later stage, but, you know, it is very, very tough at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's almost like you said, it's the fact that there's no warning. Like, you seem to find out about it at the same time as we seem to find out about it as well, which doesn't give any of the councils an opportunity to try and put anything in place.
No, that's right. And we're very lucky we've got Justin Clancy and James McTavish. They're in the same position as us. Mm-hmm. In that they've got to give us the information when it's released, but they have done a good job in getting any changes or any softening of that legislation and dealing with personal situations. So there's a lot of medical situations.
Yes.
Husbands and wives that are separated because of businesses, they'll have to stay outside that bubble on the New South Wales side while the other half of the family's within the bubble or on the other side of the bubble.
Yeah.
Creating a lot of chaos, and the interesting part was the minister was pretty much unaware of what was going on within that border region.
Yeah, and that's scary
yes,
thing
that is
really
scary.
Is. Well, thank you for the info. I hope it gets back to, I mean, surely by now the New South Wales government must understand that there's a massive issue here. Anyway, we can only hope at this stage. Pat Burke, Federation Shire Mayor, thank you so much for your time, mate. We'll talk to you again hopefully soon.
Thank you.